Hi everyone, my name's Aristos Xanthus. I'm 17 years old, a student, musician, audiophile, and artist. I compose music and have produced, recorded, and released my own album called Inspiration, which is available on iTunes, Spotify, and more. I'm an avid listener of podcasts, and I'm excited to be the host of Mount Pleasant High School's first podcast. Stay tuned to learn more about what's new at Mount Pleasant High School. From the first day of school, we all noticed the newest kids on the block, freshmen. We may have laughed at them for acting awkward or being shy, but we were all freshmen once in our lives, and not just in school. We were freshmen when first learning to ride a bike, tie our shoes, or work at our first job. In any situation, there was always experience to gain and new things to learn about. I had the opportunity to interview some freshmen on campus to hear their fresh perspective on high school.
It's been pretty cool. Like, I've met kids older than me, and it's pretty weird going to school with kids who can drive and stuff.
That was Jenny Dow speaking, a freshman at Mount Pleasant.
It's always been my dream to be in high school, so now that I'm here, like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's much different than middle school, right? Yeah. Like, can you talk about some of the things that you've seen, some differences between high school and middle school?
Well, I've never been in a car with my friends that know how to drive and take me out places and stuff, so that's pretty cool. And also, I've never really had like an actual locker to put my stuff in, and there's a lot of friend groups here as well. I thought I'd be stuck to one friend group, but like, you know, I've met a lot of juniors, seniors, and all of that.
Jenny also talked about some of the things that she finds unique at Mount Pleasant.
The diversity. I feel like if I went to school like on another side of San Jose, I feel like I'd see only maybe one type of people. Well, while here you see a really big diversity in people and everybody's different, so that's cool.
At MP so far, have you taken advantage of any like after school activities? Have you done any extracurricular sports? Yeah, that.
I mean, I've joined a lot of clubs, but I haven't been to much of them because I joined water polo.
Okay. And how's your experience been with that so far?
Water polo, it was pretty cool. Like, at first when I went, I didn't really know how to swim and gain my energy and stuff, but now I'm, like, pretty good, I guess. And then our season just ended, so that's cool, too. Now I have to find something else to do, and I'll probably just do, like, drama club or something.
Based on her experience so far at Mount Pleasant, I asked Jenny to give some advice to middle schoolers who will soon be attending high school, and she had quite a message.
Don't expect to be friends with the people you thought you'd be friends with forever, because the second you meet new people and all that, you'll start distancing yourself from people you thought you knew.
However, Amy Madrigal provides a different message to middle schoolers.
I would probably say to try to be active and involved with friends and events, especially with like after school programs and sports.
Amy is also a freshman at Mount Pleasant. So far, she has really enjoyed the after school programs and school activities offered, as well as making new relationships.
It's been pretty fun. After school programs are pretty enjoyable. We get a lot done. A lot of events at school have been really fun.
What have been some of the events you've been participated in?
Homecoming was recently last week, I believe. And it was pretty fun to go with new people and some new friends I made. Mm-hmm. And helping make posters and all that for rallies and posters. And homecoming was pretty fun.
Based on our talks together, it seems that both Jenny and Amy are enjoying their high school experience as freshmen. Their fresh perspective on high school is exciting to hear about, because we can all relate to the time when we were once freshmen. So, what else is new? We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the MPHS Podcast.
Now, back to the MPHS Podcast. Here's your host, Aristos Xanthus.
Maybe the largest and most eye-catching thing that is new at Mount Pleasant is one of the last buildings to be renovated on campus. In October, the new Student Center had its grand opening. Originally, it was an over 50-year-old library that Liffitt's age lost its popularity and identity. However, in 2017, construction began to remodel the library and the surrounding quads. I talked with a teacher in the student center who oversaw the project.
I'm Joe Lovato. I teach English and chair the English department at Mount Pleasant. The question is, how long have I been teaching? And actually, I got to Mount Pleasant in 1990, which makes this my 28th year on campus, which somehow doesn't sound right when it comes out of my mouth. Doesn't seem like it's been that long.
And so far, how's the school year been going?
This has been a really great school year. Last year, I don't know that I would have been so positive at this point of the year, but I don't know, maybe being in this fantastic facility has something to do with it, but there's a vitality, a vibrancy on campus that's been missing for a little bit.
Mr. Lovato was right not to feel so positive the year before. In 2017, construction began on the renovation of the library and the quads. For the fall 2017 semester, the center of campus was a fenced-off construction zone, which displaced the majority of the student population. Students had to take major detours to get to their classes. However, with the project completed, there is a different feel on campus.
You know, without a student center or a library or a center of campus, even people have been displaced and really have had nowhere to go. So it feels like there's a new heartbeat, you know, thumping on campus.
The student center certainly does bring a vibrancy and heartbeat to the campus that wasn't there with the old library.
For a long time, it was a big old building with a lot of books that didn't get read, and kids came in and spent some time in lunch, but really it was kind of a waste of a space, and so to think about what it could be and to see that realized today is really kind of profound.
Now, the building has a new identity, filled with more than just books and computers.
I think all of the adults on campus are familiar with the idea of a student union on a college campus, which is so much more than just a place to hold books. Especially now that, you know, information is accessed in so many different ways, the idea of keeping books in here is almost tertiary. It's a place for students to gather and to use in a whole lot of different ways. And so while there are books in here, I don't think that's kind of the focus of this building. I think we were inspired by those student unions in our college campuses, but also places like the food court at Valley Fair or something like that. Places that have more than one use and that people want to come into and want to spend time into.
In addition to its modern look and design, there were many additions to the student center that were not present in the old library. The building now contains microwaves, couches, several private conference rooms, and will soon host a cafe.
Well, I think the big piece that everybody was really excited about is this idea of a cafe, right? That you know, students are going to be welcome to bring food and drink in here and make it really a social gathering place. And so that, though that the cafe has not been realized, you know, at this point, I think the space and the building has been designed kind of around that idea that this is going to be a social gathering space. And so to call it a student center, we even talked about what to call it. Do you call it the Nest, right? Is this the home of the Cardinals? So I think that will kind of, it'll find its own name organically, but the idea that it is this center of activity and not necessarily all academic activity even.
Yeah, I mean, the atmosphere, as you can see, just looking outside, is this what you envisioned, how the atmosphere would be?
It really is, and I can see it changing at different times of the day. And, you know, I come in the morning, and it's a warm place and a welcoming place, and, you know, the couches are here to lounge on, really, and it's not a place of hard surfaces. There are a lot of soft surfaces. It's like a collection of various sitting areas rather than just this big warehouse of books and people. And I think that's, you know, people can find their place and define their own space here. And I think that's important.
The Student Center was not just built for students, but also for the community at large.
I think the concept that it would be open, like ideally, you know, in the beginning, it was 7 to 7, that in the morning when students came and then way after school. And it's not just a place for students, but it's a place to welcome the community into. And that it's not for some students, but it's absolutely for all students. And so I think that really embodies a lot of the values the diversity that we enjoy and that sort of defines us as a school culture.
One of Mr. Lovato's major contributions to the project was the addition of the garage doors that open up the space within the student center.
I was a big advocate of one of the garage doors. I know we were going to have one, but I wanted to make sure that the second one was built just to open the whole space up so that it becomes a thoroughfare from one side of campus to the next. I like the idea of both garage doors being open and it being more of a cafe ambiance. The idea of hosting things here at night where you could open that thing up, maybe poetry reading or that kind of stuff.
Although the planning and layout phase took a while, the process was smooth and successful.
The process itself worked pretty well because we started with sort of the mission and the vision of Mount Pleasant High School. What are we about? And then how does this continue to serve that? So with those foundational values in place, everything else came together pretty easily. The idea that it was always going to be a student center for students and for the community. You know, we didn't build it for staff. We built it for kids to use and to welcome them in. And the committee, there was representation by students, staff, community members, working with professional design professionals and architects. And so all together, I think we worked well.
Whether it is used for poetry, a speech, or a lunchtime performance, the Student Center was designed to be a multi-purpose facility.
I think it's going to kind of define itself as it's used. I think, if you build it, they will come is kind of true.
Indeed, if you build it, they will come. That is for sure. Since its opening, the Student Center has been one of the most popular places to be at. I asked Mr. Lovato what he wanted to see for the future of the Student Center.
Well, that it remains this vibrant, heart of our campus, and that kids really take ownership of it and take pride of it. Because that's $8 million that we invested, gave to kids, basically. And I hope they appreciate that and they take good care of it so that it's here for, 28 years from now.
Certainly, the Student Center is something students at Mount Pleasant should be proud of. It sports a modern design and a student-friendly environment. It's a place to work, play, and collaborate. A true multi-purpose facility. It's something we should be thankful to have, and I hope that the Student Center will continue to serve students, staff, and the community at large for generations to come. Hopefully it ages well, but for now, it's the newest building at Mount Pleasant High School. We'll be back right after the break.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the MPHS podcast. Now, here's your host, Aristo Xenopoulos.
Many students on campus don't realize it, but there are many and new exciting individuals that are making a difference at Mount Pleasant High School. If you pay close attention, you may notice the bright yellow jackets that they wear. The organization they represent is known as CityEar, and I had the opportunity to talk with two City Year mentors about the program and their interesting backgrounds.
Hello, my name is Mr. Victor Yu. I am the team leader of the City Year Mount Pleasant team. I recently graduated from UC Santa Cruz with a major in literature and a minor in education. And I'm born and raised in San Francisco, lived in the Bay Area my whole life. Chinese American, son of immigrants, hardworking, family-owned restaurant people.
My name is Raven Kelsey. I'm an ACM here at Mount Pleasant. My university I attended was University of Massachusetts Boston. I'm born and raised from Boston, grew up a single mother, come from eight siblings, big family, first generation graduate. So it's awesome to be here with you all. And my major was sociology, minored in theater arts and psychology.
Mr. Yu and Ms. Kelsey have been on campus for a couple months now. However, many students never really understood what City Year was or their purpose here at Mount Pleasant.
So City Year is a educational nonprofit. We're a branch of the AmeriCorps program. Essentially, City Year hopes to bridge the gap between middle schools and high schools and make the transition easier for freshmen as they come along into their high school career. And the hope is to reduce the dropout rate in high areas where it's a lot of focus kind of drop out proportions compared to other locations.
City Year consists of college graduates who mentor students in both middle schools and high schools across the country. In the classroom, they have a very important role.
Well, within a classroom, we're kind of like assistants to the teacher, going around the classroom, helping students, being another set of eyes. So the teacher may can work on this side of class, and then you can have the other side of class. Working in small groups is one of the key things City Year focuses on, which allows us to do being in a classroom.
We circulate a lot. We're asking a lot of probing questions, making sure that students are receiving the direction that they need and also ensuring that they're getting the right answers to help create that knowledge base.
Based on Ms. Kelsey and Mr. Yu's experience in the classroom thus far, it seems that students appreciate their help and support and feel that City Year is making a difference in their lives.
I'm pretty sure that they are, just from the encounters we have and just the little moments, whether it's inside a classroom or just walking with them to the next class, or the students not having any homework after school but still coming by to sit down and just chat about their day or what's going on. I think they're appreciative of us just as much as we're appreciative of them to take the time to talk to us.
In addition, their backgrounds and college experience helps them relate with students and make a connection.
Just outside of college-wise and having gone to college and having that degree as far as the curriculum, I think just our experience alone, being a Black American and you being Asian American, we're able to relate to those students coming from tough backgrounds, and some of these students having, you know, difficult situations. I think they like that relatableness, and yeah.
Mr. Yu is actually from the San Francisco Bay Area and feels he has a special connection with the place he was born and raised in.
I mean, I was born and raised in California, so I wanted to try to stay local. I wanted to try to interact with communities that I had some familiarity with. I mean, I lived in the Mission District when it was still really much like hardworking, like laboring families before it was coffee shops and hipsters and, you know, like various other little things. So I understand like what it's like to grow up and not see your parents for the majority of the day. And when you wake up, your parents are sleeping. And when you come back, your parents aren't home. I understand that kind of like struggle of having to grow up too fast. And I wanted to try to provide service and assistance to students who may be going through similar things and letting them know that they're not alone in the world and that they're stronger than they think.
Based on our talk, I realized that the students are what motivate these City Year mentors to come to school and make an impact on the community.
There's quite a bit of light bulb moments inside the classroom where you see a student finally click on and like understand a problem or understand like how to formulate this idea, and that's always warming. But I think just being able to create the bonds with students and understand like what their lives are like at home, understand like what their passions are, and see how much effort they apply to all of those various facets of their life is just a really heartwarming thing, because it reminds you of places that you've come from. At least for me, it does. It reminds me of where I've come from and how far I've gone, and it shows just the potential that I've always thought is inherent to every single human being that walks this planet.
Is your take on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, and I would say the trusting piece. I had a student pull me inside, and he just needed a moment to grieve, and he was dealing with some stuff. So that part of, you know, a student trusts you enough, or they're talking about something that's on their mind, I think that's like, wow, we're here for a reason, and, you know, they're starting to appreciate it.
Students can find City Year in their room located in the math hallway. They are open every day after school until 5:30 p.m., offering support and tutoring in a variety of subjects. Students can get to meet City Year mentors, get their essays critiqued, learn about college, and more. City Year's presence in the Mount Pleasant community is not only helping students, but also helping the mentors discover their passions and possible careers.
At first, I mean, I've been wanting to become an educator for a really long time, and I think working at Mount Pleasant has given me a lot of insight on what kinds of things that I need to undergo and work on to become the best educator that I can be. But I've also thrown around the idea of entering the counseling field, psychological counseling, just providing assistance to people in need has always been a huge call in my life, and I think as long as I get to work with another human being that is deserving of help, I will be satisfied. So being here fills my buckets.
For me personally, I had City Year in my elementary school, and experience that was my first exposure to City Year, which actually got me. I had Cynthia Oreira, I say her name because she's an amazing person. She was my boss on a work study back at UMass Boston, and she's actually on a board in Boston on City Year, and she really encouraged me to do this year, and yeah, I'm so glad I took her up on that.
At the end of our talk, Mr. Yu and Ms. Kelsey both reflected on their high school and college experience to give some life advice for current high schoolers.
I think the biggest thing is taking advantage of right now. And when people say don't grow up too fast, it's a reason. Just even being 22 years young and just looking back on my college experience, my high school experience, and really understanding the people who were mentoring me, telling me all these little keys. So I think the biggest thing is take advantage of right now, because right now is guaranteed.
I think personally, I always reflect back on what I was like in high school, and I wish I got out of my shell earlier. I wish I had tried new things sooner. I wish I had been less self-conscious and thought less about what other people would think and do and say about me, and I just did what I had an inkling to, and I wish I had explored more. So I think the biggest piece of advice is just trying to not necessarily let your guard down, but be less self-conscious about what the world will think of you and live your life.
Live your life. It's a great piece of advice that we should all follow. Hopefully, now when you see someone wearing a yellow jacket on campus or in a classroom, you'll understand their purpose and how they could help you. We are glad to see a new organization making a difference in our school and community. Freshmen, Student Center, and City Year. They are all unique in their own way. The freshmen are the youngest and newest students on campus. They are people of interesting personalities, beliefs, and hobbies who diversify the student body at Mount Pleasant. At the heart of campus, the new Student Center has redefined the school's identity. It is a place where you can have lunch, study, hold an important meeting, or simply hang out with friends. Through the City Year organization, students have had the opportunity to meet and interact with college graduates who affect Mount Pleasant students in a positive way. Altogether, they are just a few of the things that are new at Mount Pleasant High School. I'd like to thank all the guests who obliged to share their knowledge and ideas and be featured on this podcast. I would also like to thank William Cavada, the multimedia teacher here at Mount Pleasant, for overseeing the production of this podcast, and Edward McDonald, who is the audio technician. I, Aristo Xanthus, was the producer, editor, and host. Thank you for taking the time to listen to Mount Pleasant High School's debut podcast. Happy holidays! Yeah.